Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right, time now. Or Stowe 5-0.
Is the balloon crashing here?
Oh, you better bet your butt
yeah.
It is.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That was the story of the week over there. The backyard balloon crash, hot air balloon crash.
Right.
Story
right.
of the week. All right, quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown police department in Stowe, Massachusetts, courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper. On Tuesday, June 4th, at 2:56 p.m., a caller from Peabody Drive reported that a FedEx driver had hit his house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's aggressive.
Oh.
Not, didn't have, the beep thing with the rear view, the backup beep alert?
Yeah.
Or I don't know. What
probably went in, front first.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
and
clipped a mirror off the side of the house.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever. He got his package.
At 7:41 p.m., a caller from Maple Street reported that a wild bunny attacked her cat.
Oh, for crying
the
out loud.
The bunny was now injured.
Oh.
Well, so how did that work? The bunny attacked the cat?
It's the cat's house. Can't protect this house. That's what the cat was doing.
Was or was not former President Jimmy Carter attacked by a rabbit?
A rabid. Oh. It was a rabid rabbit.
Yes.
I believe.
And the Secret Service had to jump in.
Wow. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
I was going on a rafting trip. And a wild bunny. Well, great. Now, thanks. Nice jinx on Jimmy Carter. The guy just survived the hip surgery at 94 years
I'm
old.
I'm sorry, President.
You bring him
Carter.
Up on this show? On Wednesday, June 5th, at 12:24 p.m., a caller from Carriage Lane reported that he heard a gunshot behind his home.
Oh, my.
The police responded. The sound was made from a CO2 bike tire, which exploded.
Oh. I was going to
a bad mountain bike incident over there.
Does he live? I was going to ask, does he live by the shooting range?
Right,
because that always comes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 6:08 p.m., a caller from Gleasondale Road reported that his neighbor was constantly leaving his home on his motorcycle at a high rate of speed.
Oh.
Well, you got to get on.
Okay.
When you're on the two wheels, you got to get on it.
Right.
It was very loud. At 7:12 p.m., a caller at Butternut Farm reported that he had found a parakeet.
Oh.
Wow.
Lost parakeet.
Somebody
lost their parakeet.
Well, that's nice, though.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. The police responded to retrieve the bird.
Yeah.
And hopefully it made it back to its rightful owner. On Friday, June 7th, at 9:18 p.m., a walk-in reported that she may have had an allergic reaction to a beer she drank.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
I've used that one many times. You know, if you're hungover in the morning and somebody is complaining about it, you say, I'm not hungover.
No, somebody put something in my drink.
Somebody roofied me or something. I don't know what happened.
I only had 12 of these.
At 9:16 a.m. on Saturday, June 8th, a caller at the softball field on Bradley Lane reported that a snapping turtle was laying its eggs on the field, and the caller wanted the area marked off.
Oh.
I hope that doesn't interfere with over 40 softball that is scheduled for this week.
You think those beer league guys are going to care if there's eggs in the field?
Oh, they probably cook them. They probably have a grill. They probably have a grill in the back of the truck,
right, exactly.
And they'll probably cook them up.
Those suckers up right now.
On Sunday, June 9th, at 6:53 a.m., a caller on Great Road reported that a hot air balloon fell down behind a home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And we all saw that on the news, on the television news. At 2:16 p.m., a caller from Orchard Drive reported that her neighbor was yelling and screaming at her. She did not know why. And at...
That's it.
And at 2:18 p.m., a jet ski was stopped on Lake Boone for a speeding violation.
Oh, Lake Boone.
Oh, boy.
Those speeding jet skis.
No, not good.
All right. That is a quick look at the dangerous streets of my hometown, Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.